This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A big penalty for a big airline. The AP's Julie Walker.
The U.S. government is fining American Airlines $50 million for failing to provide wheelchair assistance to passengers with disabilities and damaging thousands of wheelchairs. Officials say the size of the fine reflects the large number of incidents, which include taking too long to return wheelchairs to passengers after flights. American says it's making investments to improve the travel experience for people with disabilities and has reduced the rate of mishandled wheelchairs and power scooters by more than 20%. I'm Julie Walker.
Early voters are shattering records. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
Former President Donald Trump has been encouraging Republican voters to go to the polls before Election Day, and that's what many of them have been doing. As of Tuesday, the Trump campaign said nearly 19 million ballots had been cast. Tuesday was the first day of voting in Wisconsin. Republican Gerald Bruns stood in line in Kenosha.
I'm voting for Donald J. Trump, and the reason being I love his policies. Is he the greatest personality? No, but I'm not voting for personality. I'm voting for policy.
Maria Rodriguez said she supports Vice President Kamala Harris.
Predominantly because I am a woman of color and I'm moderate, but my body, my choice.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says yes, there is evidence that North Korea has sent troops to Russia, though he says what they're doing exactly is left to be seen. South Korea's spy chief says about 3,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia and will be deployed to battlefields in Ukraine. Fernando Valenzuela has died. He was the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching ace and Rookie of the Year in 1981. He was 63. This is AP News. You'll want to hear this if you go to Denny's restaurants. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Denny's plans to close 150 restaurants by the end of next year. The company says it's closing about 10% of its lowest performing restaurants in an attempt to turn around the brand's flagging sales. About half of the closures will occur this year, with the rest happening in 2025. Denny's Chief Global Development Officer Stephen Dunn says in some cases the restaurants are no longer in good locations. He says other locations saw traffic shifts during the pandemic that have yet to reverse. On Tuesday, Denny's reported its fifth straight quarter of year-over-year declines in same-store sales. Those are sales at locations open at least a year. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Dow lost 6 points yesterday. The S&P slipped 2 points. The Nasdaq rose 33 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.